Blog Talk Radio.
You was over there trying to talk to Lisa now.
Man, come on, man.
What you doing over there with Lisa? I don't even understand all of that. You need to let me know what's going on. No, that's the problem. You say I'm the problem, but you always up to somebody else's face. I'm getting tired of this. I can't take it no more. I got to go.
Couldn't be true, let it off brand hit. The relationship is through, now you feel
Another child locked in a hot burning car, man, lost their life. You know, that's a sad thing. You know, I mean, life is getting hectic, man. People struggling. The economy is bad. So we all striving to do what we can do to make a dollar, man. But at some point, man, you know, we got to weigh out the consequences, man, of certain and specific type of actions. So, you know, I mean, hey, man, if you babysit, there's jobs out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Start your agency. Go around, keep some kids while some folks working something, man. Make some money. You know what I mean? And for a minute, I want to get serious, though, man. You know what I mean? We've been checking out the news, man, for quite a while now, man. They've been talking about this situation going on over here in Nigeria. You know, first 300 schoolgirls was missing. You know what I'm saying? Then the question came up whether or not they were actually missing or not, or whether it was some type of fraud or some type of chaos or some type of madness, whether it was actually happening. Because it was like, man, if you got 200, 300 people missing, it's like, why haven't they seen them? I got some type of pictures from drones or something going on. You know what I'm saying? Where are the children's parents that in outrage? You know, it was no pictures. It was no actual stuff. You know, who can say whether or not this was actually the press failing to inform us or highlight or show us this actual footage? Who can actually say, man, you know what I'm saying? But this same group has continued to terrorize the country, and yet it seems as though Nigeria's government is like paralyzed, crippled for some reason, man, refusing to act, even to such an extent, man, that they fear these people so much, they have allowed them to snatch up another group of children, this time boys and girls. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, you know, America's intruding everywhere else in the world, man. They putting troops on the ground. You know what I'm saying, off an advisory position, doing drone strikes and everything else, man. It seems that when we get to, as they call it, the dark continent, you know, it's a little hesitance, man, on actual following through on that big brother, we got your back thing. So, you know, maybe somebody ought to write somebody or talk about something, man, but, you know, at the same time, let it be known, man, that, you know what I'm saying, it's over 3,000 black women missing in this country. You know, nobody seemed to be really looking for them. You know, they don't even find their way onto the milk carton too much. But, you know, that's just me, man, talking shit. So we're going to get into a little music, man, and then we're going to slide on back through here, man, and, you know, and turn it up with Christy Love, man. You know, play something special, DJ. You know what I'm saying? Do what you do because you make it happen, man. Shout out to my girl, Sweetie Burger 334, man. You know what I'm saying?
H to the OL, Evie and Noel, usually isn't gonna go well. Oh well, the X should have been the symbol, well, but you were gonna end up well below hell, below hell. It's your L, isn't it so swell? You can fidget, twist and you can go yell. There is no tell, no wait, I won't dwell. Oh wait, I'll go now and leave you with the person named Yosel. And hope fell, E, you see your hope fell. Cause in this fantasy, there will be no hell. No hell. Regardless of what they might do, even despite who they can try to hold me, me. They think that they can hold me, me. But they will never get to hold me, me. Think that they can hold me, me, but I will never let you hold me, me. Down, 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 down. I was 10 feet under. Within a coffin, I was locked up in a slumber. All it took was one clap of the thunder. Then it just thundered, who would've wondered? I chose my only option, I broke right out the coffin. What good's a memory if those within it are forgotten? I peeked my eyes around for people watching. The coast was clear, so I just ripped the yellow tape with caution. I threw it all into a riot falling. Continued walking, cause even the electric fences weren't shocking. Didn't plan on stopping, I was hopping right through. Even despite who they can try to hold me, me. They think that they can hold me, me. But they will never get to hold me, me. Down, 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 down. that they can hold me. But I will never let you hold me. Of the night. As I rise from the mize, my eyes look at the sky. No matter what they're doing, I'ma just let it pass me by. And still I wonder why they try to hold me. They think that they can hold me. They can hold me, but I will never let you hold me.
Too much for the state of rhyming. Desire to spit that fire too hot for these niggas climbing. Stacking them Ben Franks, your money like Frankie Lyman. Since they modeled at the meeting, must take when I redesign it. Dining amongst the finest, common sense that brand winners eat. Show up to the plate with just a fork, you wanna enjoy the feast. Let's get it clean, shit free around here. Loaning nothing for sorrows, as hell no you can borrow. Pray to get rich tonight, grind to get rich tomorrow. Sleep for the week, we moving like we owls in these streets. Tan full of freaks, and I'm trying to get them all to blow. 4 out of 5, doing young nine, it's a good fellatio ratio. Just beginning my menace, join my Hennessy ministry. Preaching the word of ball and accepting my stunner energy. Fly entity, haters feel it but can't touch it. Pull strings on my level, just pedal these damn puppets. Channel them really ruckus, now I'm one slick spitter. Killing them every song, talking rigor for you niggas. The flow master, this only natural, I scare rappers. Way and maneuver and better than dudes, medulla, non-cougar. It's sorta like my dreams be they nightmares. I had one terrifying run before I'm done. Rock with me, get this bitch, rock with me, get this bitch. Yeah, I had to run it back, double takes, make them sick. Such an infectious team, they wishing we quarantined. Risk my natural contamination through the population. So much harbor, they fear a dang, got nothing for us. Except by opportunity for me to ruin thee. Cause I'm before because the made up. Chicks know I'm next, now her dude getting X like a rave cuz. Holla at me.
For the show, the glow just like a ministry. The flow bow tie like the business be. You couldn't mock and joke, picture you picking me. If the shit grow on leaves, then fuck it, nigga pick a tree. Pick a time zone, the watch face has 3. Even the clock that's broke, that's still right, see. Too much time on my hands to make shit free. Free time with dope lines, now they frisk me. They wanna stick me with a felony crime. They try to get me mugshot, posing with my twisties. A scarlet letter to society, now that's history. They causing my anxiety, feeling like a Jew around these Nazis. No one really love you more than yourself, cause you're your own enemy. Stop ignoring yourself. I've been looking at this mirror and he spoke to myself. I can't really blame you for your misconceptions, just the hand you was dealt. Cause there was a teacher for all those lessons. A king turns a peasant without the wealth. Trying to create a legacy, my destiny already spelt.
Dr. G, what up?
Dr. G, what up?
MC Center, you get
all day.
90 flow.
Y'all bitch ass niggas, what y'all doing?
Let's get up.
I'm sick with Doc G again, I'm in the ER. Jumping up and down on tracks, no seesaw. Sipping on some country time, no hee-haw. No Vince McMahon around, but no hero. Niggas want my shine, but they ain't got the photo. Got that Spartan blood in my veins, y'all niggas proto. Heard you was holding it down the back dodo. Move too fast in 3D, y'all just slow-mo. Chose Mac hot to death, y'all just so-so. Word on the streets, you lame and type homo. I ain't gonna put you on blast, that's on the low-low. Better holler at Young Thug to get some promo. Niggas make me laugh, yeah. Y'all make weird science, I'm Dexter in the lab. I put soul on my tape, you compare me to Fab. It's real over here, I cook that bucket of crabs.
Let's
just go.
Got the game in the vice grip. So cold, I be spitting out ice. It ain't what you know, it's who's the nicest. Grinding all morning and roasting on my night shift. Got the game in the vice grip. So cold, I be spitting out ice. It ain't what you know, it's who's the nicest. Grinding all morning and roasting on my night shift.
You just a Michelin man in a trapper cap. I spit firestones on wafers, just a Mac attack. Got real G's respect, so I ain't having that. Kick it old school, you just doing the cabbage pack. Make the house party, but the kid don't play. You ain't never seen Poppy or met Jose. The plans are real and been laid out. Can't chill at the station, cause you been played out. Please, I swear these niggas ain't see. Making magic in the city, spitting HIV. You just let them run your pockets like RG3. I ain't coming out of pocket when they ask to book me. I don't need to find a socket, new plugs every week. Buzz steady growing, I just sow, so I reap. I'm going for the top, you in a halter. You left running scared back home, no Paul Walker, nigga.
Got the game in the vice grip. So cold, I be spitting out ice shit. It ain't what you know, it's who's the nicest. Grinding all morning and roasting on my night shift. Got the game in the vice grip. So cold, I be spitting out ice shit. It ain't what you know, it's who's the nicest. Grinding all morning and roasting on my night shift.
Smarter than the average bear, these niggas peons. Coke residue and blood on joint peon. My element is heavy on tables, nigga, Xenon. Prepare for the undertaker, I'm the phenom. SK shoots no dose if y'all sleep on D-Don. Odds name me chosen. Spit flames at Catherine Lake and now it's frozen. Only bring nukes and tanks for those opposing. Y'all niggas rock rainbow sweats, I'm just golden. I was blessed, no lucky charms in it. On a beat I make a mess, need dawn when I'm finished. Already know what's next, read your palm in a minute. This is not a test, drop bombs when I spit it. It's foul, get a text, better call for your benches. I murder spit on all of your henchmen. I'm going for the win, first down, fourth of inches, nigga.
I'm gonna just party with y'all real quick. 90s flow.
All right, and we are back. This is explicit content, and I believe we have Christy Love in the studio. Are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Hey,
can you
hey,
hear me?
Hey, welcome to the show. Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. It's a pleasure
Hello,
to have you here.
Hello, Explicit Content. You know, thanks for having me.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you tell the people who don't know who you are, and where you're from?
I am Christy Love, known as DC's first lady of hip-hop. I like to say hip-hop empowerment. And I'm from D.C. I'm from Southeast D.C. I lived in New York for a little while when I was, like, an older teenager. But originally, I'm from Southeast D.C.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So let's get into this interview. You know, I like to do things a little bit different. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
over
do
here,
you?
So why don't you tell us what you wanted to be before, you know what I'm saying, you was touched by music or what your parents wanted you to be?
Well, I can't really say because I've been doing music all of my life. I started writing when I was a child, actually, in elementary school. And I was writing poems, like, sitting on the porch. I really couldn't go far, so I was just sitting on the porch. And I started to just write about the things I saw, you know, drugs and prostitutes walking up and down the street and stuff like that. And I started to write about it. And, like, even in elementary school when we had to do a report or something, I'd be like, I got a rap, so they just accept me young, like that's what she does. So I've always wanted to do that, and my parents and family just let me do what I wanted to do. So, yeah, it was pretty much art, music, stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, I understand doing writing poetry or whatever at a young age, but, like, can you remember the song that, like, made you love rap music? Like, the first song you heard that made you love rap music?
Let me see. Well, I can remember. It probably was, like, something MC Light, Queen Latifah. I can't remember, like, one song. I just really loved, well, I can't really say I just really loved music, because I did, like, love all types of music, but it was so weird, because even as a little girl, I just loved rap music. I liked Public Enemy 2. I liked The Ghetto Boys. I was younger, but I remember that music. And, I know it had to be something MC Light, though. You know what? No, I know what I really think it was. Like, Salt and Pepper, they used to have this song. I think it was called, like, Get Up. And me and my homegirl, we used to, like, rap the song together. Song I can just remember, like, I love to rap. Yes.
That's what's up. I mean, it's like, you know, you're talking about a time when there was like some women that was kind of like heavy hitters, you know what I'm saying, in the rap game, even though some people try to say that, you know, women never got recognition in the rap game. But the time you're speaking of and the females that you have mentioned, just like in that brief sentence, at that time, it's like they was powerhouses. I mean, they was like, they might not have been getting the same money, but they was on par with the dudes that was in the rap game then. I mean, their music was getting play on the radio. So what do you think happened, you know what I'm saying, with regards to, like, women in hip-hop? How did they, like, fade away, and why are they having so much trouble getting traction back into the game?
Well, what I think is, more so what I think, not what I think did happen, but what I think didn't happen, is I don't think that women kind of matured in business as men did. Like, men always run the labels, doing the management, you know, booking the shows. Like, I guess during that time, women were so busy trying to break into the game, they were just more so artists instead of building business. Like, I say that to this day, like, you rarely see a woman who's come up in hip-hop but now has their own label. You know what I mean? So that's something I don't understand. Like, I can't really speak in judgment because I wasn't coming up back then, so I don't really know what it was like. But I think that kind of was the problem. Like, we never moved towards owning and then producing and putting other women out. You know, we just were artists back then, and then it seems like once that time faded, I don't know, they must have made, like, a boycott or something, like, don't let them back in. But I think that was a big problem. We didn't put our foot down and, you know, get something stable to be able to run some stuff.
I mean, it's kind of like a mentorship, I believe. Like, you know, dudes always got, like, this young cat that they bring it along. You know what I'm saying? And for whatever reason, it doesn't seem like women had that. Like, the next young chick behind me is going to be it. It was more of, you know what I'm saying, the competition was so extensive amongst female artists back then. I mean, but to your point, I mean, Queen Latifah had Flavor Unit. I mean, you know what I'm
she
saying?
Did. That's just who I was thinking about as you said that. I was thinking about that.
She was trying to do her thing, and she had, you know, like Naughty by Nature, them cats, man.
Exactly.
You know, they was all Flavor Unit. And she was doing her little thing, man. And I mean, as you can see now, I mean, she's like, you know, she's like huge. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
not
definitely.
Just any fun thing, though. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's also a matter of growth, you know what I'm saying, as human beings. You know what I'm saying? So dudes evolve.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Women have a hesitancy to be like, you know what I'm saying? That's why everybody pops in here and there with a different sound that's really similar but different. You know what I'm saying? Like Nicki Minaj came in, and it's like, you know, I mean, I respect her grind. I respect her success. you know, but I mean, as far as lyrical content, you know, I mean,
right, I don't like it.
It's not that hell of a, but I mean, she's doing it for whatever reason. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can't say she's the first one to sell sex. You can't, like, throw that off on her because females have been kind of, you know what I'm saying, skating the line between selling sex and trying to maintain an area of serious hip-hop for a while.
Definitely. I don't think it's a difference in selling sex and being sexy. Like, a woman, you're sexy by nature. You don't even have to try to switch if you're really just walking. Women have a natural switch. You know what I mean? I think it's, like, just a stereotypical thing, and it's part of what I said, like, earlier with hip-hop entertainment, period. You know, like, a lot of businesses being male-dominated. So, you know, someone said something to me, I don't remember who it was, but they were like, when I was kind of speaking on that, you know, like, you know, of course be sexy, but don't sexually exploit yourself or women in that matter. And they were saying, that's true, but at the end of the day, women have to decide what they're going to do and what they're not going to do. So I think that, yeah, that's kind of what it is, but I don't know. It's like, it's so, just so biased. Like, when you think of a woman rapper, people always say, you know, because I've been behind the scenes some in the music business too, so it's always how she look, you know, or you got to be like this, you got to be super sexy. But when it comes to men, you have men rappers all shapes, all sizes, all hairstyles, you know what I mean, all shades, like, it doesn't matter, but it's like, it's this stereotypical thing that when it comes to a woman, dumb it down to only matter how she looks and how sexy she is, you know, so I'd like to see some changes in that.
You don't think women have to claim some responsibility for that, though? I mean, because it's like, you know, I like to say, you know, two dudes can fall out, and the next sports season they back cool. But women will fall out, they'll be, like, at each other forever. Like, you know what I'm saying? No, it's no makeup. You know what I'm saying? It's like I don't understand. Like, if a dude is out right now and he's older, and somebody say this young artist sound like him, he sees that as a compliment. For whatever reason, Little Kim saw Nicki Minaj being it. You know what I'm saying? Saying that she seems like her as the next her. She saw that as an insult, like you trying to bite my style or something like that. And it's like a war broke out. You know what I mean? It's
I think it's a double way to look at it. I don't think that someone who came out originally should take offense to someone being compared to them. And then at the same time, I think that we as a culture, not just women, but mostly black women, we have a problem with respecting those that came before us sometimes. And I'm just saying this because this is what I see, you know, this is what I hear within the generation and within the culture. When we come out, we very seldomly give props to someone who we know we looked up to. Just, oh, they owe, you know what I mean? Oh, chick, oh, this, oh, that. It's disrespectful. So sometimes that's kind of where it comes in at, where the older ones are like, huh, what? Like, we should always be more focused on the music, the opportunity that we have, like you said, our lyrics, where we're about, as opposed to it's all about me, because everybody's kind of getting something, some type of creative inspiration from somebody before them. So I don't think the elder should be, you know, hating on the younger ones, and I don't think the younger ones should be disregarding those who have opened doors before them.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's only so many, like, it's crazy. It's like, it's only so many sounds that the human mouth can make. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, It's a product of that. As a people, we follow success. You know what I'm saying? The most recent example is even right now. Man, Future came out, and as soon as he started getting a little bit of traction, 20 dudes came out sounding just like him. You know, a couple of cats almost blew up before him using his style. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that's how it actually is. And, I mean, you know, you said something earlier that really makes sense. It's a matter of you have to decide who you're going to be. You know, you got you still got brothers out there who have made a conscious decision not to say bitch ho and all of that stuff when they rhyme. So it's a matter of it's decision. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
Lil
Kim, Foxy Brown, they made the decisions that they made, just like MC Light made the decision that she made, just like Yo-Yo made the decisions that she made. You know what I'm saying? You make the decisions that you make. I mean, rap music, it's room for everybody. That's the problem.
It sure is.
Like, understand it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but I mean, it's
like I feel as though before you, like, rap is almost like public speaking. Like, before you should be able to grab a mic and dispose of whatever is in your mind out into the world, like, there should be some sort of criteria. But, of course, you know, it doesn't go like that. And I'm saying that because it's like, if you don't know who you are, what are you talking about? Like, that's why I don't listen to a lot of artists today. Who are you? So I probably don't even like your frame of mind, so I can't listen to you. And that's the same thing why you have a lot of people, I feel as though, imitating. Like you said, Future come out with this sound. Oh, let me do that to get on. Like, people aren't doing this because they try to stop and they're waking up at 4 a.m. with a rhyme in their head, or they walking down the street and they just putting words together because they live it, because that's what it is. They're not doing it because of natural, just a genuine reason to do it. They're doing it, I want to get famous. I want what Future got. I want this car. Rapping going to give me some chicks I could never get. So whatever I got to do to get it, that's what I'm going to do. It's no standards. It's no morals. It's no, I ain't doing that. That ain't me. It's none of that. It's just what I got to do. Sound like him? Look like her? I'm going to do it. You know, so that's where I think you have a lot of people coming out with no self-esteem, too. Because if you have self-esteem, you're going to be you. Like Prince, like Michael Jackson, you know, like the greats. They were weird as heck, if you think about it. Like, they had to have confidence, you know, to know I'm going to go on the stage and say hee-hee and I'm jamming. You know what I mean? Like, but nowadays, people don't really have that. And they think, unless I sound like somebody else, I might not get anywhere. So.
But it's crazy that you said that, because it's like my partner, you know, Tweety Bird 334. She's my partner over here on Tweety Bird Center, man. And it's like, that's how she is as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there, she will go some time where we just working and working on building the show and building our network. But then that comes that time where it's like she has to go make music. She has to make music. And I think that's how artists are. It's like,
yeah,
I have to get this out. It's something in me. I got to get to the studio. I got to do this. It has to be put down. And I think that's
it's
the
true.
Difference, as you said, between an artist and somebody who's trying to get rich through rap music, use it as a vehicle to get somewhere. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to the journey. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of the journey,
it's
though,
funny.
You know what I'm
saying? Okay.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
And I was going to say, it's so funny you say that, because, you know, like, we all go through these times, especially, I think, creative people as well. You just kind of get fed up with everything and everybody, and you just go and suck yourself in. I want to, you know, I'm just to myself. And even sometimes when you try to stop doing music, and I had, like, did that for a while, and I could not, I didn't know what my problem was, like, what my attitude was. And I was like, you know what? I got to get back in the studio. Like, I got to get back to doing what I do. Because if you don't, yeah, it's like you will go crazo.
Yeah,
but what were you about to say?
So, I was going to say, you know, you had an interesting journey, man, through the music industry. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, man? What, you know what I'm saying? Where you been, the places you touched down, people you work with, stuff like that.
Well, I kind of started, like, working, and I met, like, the Rockefeller family and Jay-Z when I was kind of, like, an early teen. And, of course, that was more so back, like, in the Jay-Z and Foxy Brown days. And actually, back then, I was kind of, like, the only girl rapping with this group of guys. I always, like, I'm not in the group. I just rap with y'all. But, you know, everywhere they went, basically I went. And our group is called the Hoodwink. And back then, our manager was actually Jay's close friend and business partner, Emery Jones. So it was a long time ago. But even back then, you know, I remember him saying, you know, he's going to be real big one day. He's going to be like the number one rapper. And as time went on, even when I was rapping with the guys, I was the youngest person. And, you know, the group just, everybody got older, just went their ways and stuff. But I started going to New York when I was really young, like in the summers and stuff. So I just always kept in contact. And, you know, as time grew, I just always kind of went back. And that's how I got to do some features. I was featured on Jay-Z's song, It's Hovey Baby, and the song with Snoop Dogg, It's Lollipop, which... Well, the Lollipop song I did, basically, because Jess Blaze was looking out, but I think it was just a really good experience to just be around, like, everybody like that, like even Kanye West when he was not all the way as an artist like he is now, but more so just a, like, really humble producer, and just to be there and, you know, hear everybody and be able to work, and just, I just sat around and waited till it was... you know, somebody out of the studio, and I just go in there and work on music and, you know, just do my thing and try to get some opinions and stuff like that. So, you know, it was really cool. And also working with, like, Leek and Get Low and stuff, too, just being able to go on tour and just seeing the other side of the business was a really life-changing experience.
Yeah, Get Low, that's Memphis Bleak's camp, right? JD's, Jay-Z. One time, I don't know if it still is, one time protege, you know, his,
yeah.
His next
right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, that's what's up. Well, hey, we're going to get into some music, and then we're going to come back with a little bit more of this interview, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hang tight, man. We're going to let Tweety Bird play some of her music or something, man. You know
cool.
What I'm saying? Get a little sound for her. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Represent Tweety Bird Central. And we'll be back with y'all. Hang on tight.
Okay.
God damn, 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 God dam goddamn, goddamn, goddamn.
Goddamn.
That's what they say when the thick ones dance. They ain't tryna play if you ain't got bands. You ain't getting paid and you ain't got a chance. I hustle all day plus a late night dance. For moving that loud, I'm certified stand. I'm busting that down, I don't wanna sell weight. My private life, damn, goddamn, goddamn. I be fly D5, I be solo. When I step outside, I be polo. I don't waste my time with no broco. Put a pussy over money, that's a no-no. I'ma chase this paper till my knees broke. Or I choke or I croak off the weed smoke. Last night I had a dream about C-notes. Go smoke, getting throw on a speedboat. Deep ocean, she deep throat. Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn. Shorty exotic, the way she mopping and blowing. No hands, no hands, no hands. See police in my rear view. Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn,
goddamn.
Got a whole P in the trunk, I ain't tryna get caught. No jam, no jam, no jam. Tag the stats, my team winning. They say numbers don't lie,
no
nigga.
Lie,
no caper tights, but I'm fly, nigga. Loud men, no Podzilla. These hoes be batting they eyes, nigga. She got a boyfriend, but on the side, nigga. A go-getter, they get them tips. She a little too
broke,
nigga. I can see
broke
it front of front.
Front
of front.
Goddamn, 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 goddamn.
Like a stallion wearing pumps.
Wearing
goddamn,
pumps.
Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn.
Goddamn.
My life is speakers, yeah, it's live. Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn,
goddamn.
My nigga bust open that pine.
Goddamn, 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 goddamn,
goddamn. Front of front.
Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn.
Like a stallion wearing pumps.
Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn.
My life is speakers, yeah, it's live.
Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn.
My nigga bust open that pine.
Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn.
I spit crack and y'all niggas weak. You will never be the man. Anonymous cooked the beat. When I heard the shit, I'm like, damn, goddamn, goddamn. Cartier frames, yeah, I rock those. I been had honcho from a snot nose. I know for a minute I was going blow. Niggas wearing hand-me-downs on the pop clothes. Niggas ain't tough while they talking all greasy. I hit them and stitch them, you'll stop all the bleeding. No Timberlands on, I'ma stop them with sneakers. These niggas is pussy, they supposed to be bleeding. I'm a money-making nigga that I don't like, though. Say I got too much weight, I need lipo.
But
try and take mine, I'm a psycho. These niggas walk a thin line, that's a tightrope. See, I'd rather cool with a bitch. Her in the best, I'm massaging the dick. We menaging the shit. Both of them thick. Henny got me ready, I be long in this bitch. And now one half, they want all of the dick. I don't want a piece, I want all of the chips. So hard when I flip, the nasty sticks. No backflips, I ain't trying to move backwards. First time that I lit a piece, I cheap, I was like that. Mary J had me weak, I'm guessing that that was part of her plan. Now I'm in love with her, that's my down chick. Every day I fuck with
her.
Smoke a boots, only fruits, that's the only weed that a nigga do.
I can see it front of front.
Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn,
goddamn.
Like a stallion wearing pumps.
Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn.
My life is speakers, yeah, it's live.
Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn.
My nigga bust open that pine.
Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn,
goddamn.
See it front of front.
Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn.
Like a stallion wearing pumps.
Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn.
My life is speakers, yeah, it's live.
Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn.
My nigga bust open that pine.
Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn.
Goddamn, goddamn.
When you see Shorty with that big ol' ass. Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn.
Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn.
Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn.
Good looking.
Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn.
Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn.
All right, all right, all right, and we are back with Explicit Content. This is your host, the God Heyru, and we have D.C.'s First Lady, Christy Love, in the building. And
Hey,
I believe we got some callers on the line, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to bring them in, man. Maybe they got a question or two for you. Caller 9876, you there? Last 49876. Well, maybe they hung up.
Oh, ain't nobody.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right, man. You know what I'm saying?
Call back.
4714. You there? Caller? 4714, that's you? Yeah, they there. They done stepped away from their phone or something. But, you know, we'll come back to them later, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I can hear something.
Yeah, sound like some. Yeah, anyway, so, I mean, we like to ask this question over here, you know what I'm saying, often on our Tweetyverse Central. If you could work with anybody, you know what I'm saying, to put out a track, living or dead,
mm-hmm.
who would that person be and why?
One person?
Yeah, one person.
Or different people?
Living or dead. One person, living or dead.
Oh, just one?
Yeah.
Dang, just one. Okay. You know who? Even though I want to say Marvin Gaye, but I don't even know this guy's name. I just know the group. Pink Floyd. I love that group.
Oh, yeah,
That's who I want to do a song with. Yes.
That's different, man. That's different. For real, for real. I like that. And why?
Oh, why? Man, I just love their music. I love the guitar. I love the band. I love the lyrics. I just like music that just makes you transcend. Like, you just, like, go to another place. Like, I love it. That's how it makes me feel. So I would love to collaborate with somebody like that.
They did
and
the wall,
put some
right?
hip-hop into it. Huh?
They did The Wall, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, now, second part to that question. Anybody living or dead, just a track or just a working experience for your own personal, who would that person be?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Dr. Dre.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you've been in the industry for a little while now, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, as with everything else, man, it's a constant struggle. You know what I'm saying? You really have to love it to do it. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, if the platinum plaques or, you know what I'm saying, the accolades or what have you don't come, what would it take for you to consider yourself successful at what you're doing?
Well, I consider myself successful now. And I say this, like, just to encourage other independent artists. And that is that you have to define success for yourself. If not, you could be chasing success even after you have the platinum plaque, because there's always somebody who feels as though you're not successful to their definition. So I would say I'm successful now mostly because I meet people that remember my music and remember my lines. Like sometimes somebody might be like quote a line back to me, and I'd be like, huh? They'd be like, that's your line. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, just that, and just to be able to do music and then to even go places sometime and talk motivational and, like, you actually sit there and listen or give me a hug, or I meet somebody and they're like, oh, I heard something on Facebook or this or that. Just that right there, that makes me feel successful, like to know that I encourage somebody or just change somebody's way of thinking through my art. That makes me feel successful.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. What advice would you have to some, you know, a young lady breaking into hip-hop right now, like trying to break into hip-hop?
My advice would be to, I would say, first and foremost, to have a close relationship with God. I think your spirituality is number one, because it's a very wicked business, entertainment, period. You meet all types of people. And I feel as though when you're spiritually connected and you have a relationship with God, it allows you to have discernment to know what's what and to know who's who. And most importantly, too, is to be in good company. Like, everybody's not good company. So that's one thing I'm blessed to say when I did go to New York. Like, even though I went there and, you know, I was kind of around the people I was around who were big in music, they were more like family. So that's why a lot of times I didn't kind of get the breaks I wanted to get, because they were like, nah, you ain't ready, you know, you too young, this or that. So it's good to be around people who can look out for you, not just trying to make a dollar from you or off of you. That and Also, be careful who you fool around with. Like, be careful who you date amongst your circle. Because a lot of times, being a female, they kind of try to say, oh, the girl's doing this or the girl's doing that. But mostly girls are mature, and sometimes the guys can't handle it. You know what I mean? So I just say, focus on your business and your art and, yeah, your spirituality, and just stay humble and work hard.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. You know, you being a female artist, man, you know, I know it's something that I'm missing from a male perspective. So I'm going to bring, you know, my crime partner. Radio
okay,
Revolution,
you say you miss it from a male perspective, yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to bring her in here, man. Let her ask a couple of questions, man.
Okay,
Tweety,
cool.
You there?
Hey.
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 I'm here.
Yeah, you know,
hey,
you want to ask a couple of questions or something?
Yeah, well, I want to ask, because this is my thing. I always like to ask artists, if you do make it, how would you want to give back to your own community where you came up? What type of project would you be looking forward to, or what do you see in your community that you would like to change?
Yes, I hope I have big, big money, because the more money you have, the more you can do. But, like, I would just say, like, just some things I see and just know, because I'm also, like, a commissioner where I live at. So I would definitely like to put back into education and help our schools, help our school program, and have more, like, after-school stuff, just things that I remember having when I was coming up that we don't really have now. Even like he was talking about child care, you know, just have more facilities that could keep children safe and teach them at the same time, because they're missing a lot of education, not just in the schools but also at home. So I like to just have a place where they could come to learn and grow and be safe. And just also maybe just have more things, more community engagements, like whether it be festivals or talent shows, and then also just get the people more involved in learning how to be more business motivated in our own communities, because you really don't see that, like, especially people that come from inner cities, and even in hip-hop, like, we talk about the hood a lot, and people always shouting out places, but we own very little. So maybe just having programs in place and just offices and buildings where a lot of development and education could happen. Yeah, I like to do something like that.
All right. Well, that was my question, hey, Ruth.
That's the only question you got.
You're like, that's what I want to know. What you going to do? Yes, and even in saying that, you know, some of y'all that might be listening, they got some money. Like, y'all really need to do something like that. I don't understand it. It cannot take that much. It cannot be that hard. Just pull together. Maybe even when I get to know more people, you can give me the money. Invest, and I'll do it, you know. But I think everybody should kind of put back into the community and the youth and, you know, put one in chain, pawn one of them, and open up a
restaurant. Do you plan to expand, like, off of this business? Like, a lot of rappers and different people that come in the art end up doing a lot of things and venturing off more into the arts. Like, are you into acting, or, like, do you want to have your own clothing line, your own makeup line, your own, you know, do you have ideas like...
Oh, yes. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because it went quiet for a second. But, yes, I do. I love all of that. Like, I design. I've been, like, drawing and sketching since a child. What I like to do with that is open more of diversity in fashion. Like, just there are people of all colors that are beautiful. So I like to maybe launch out in fashion and kind of expand the definition of beauty. So I like to do stuff like that. And then Like, I have a cupcake company I'm starting. Like, I'm a hustler. I do whatever I have to do and just put my creativity into it. So I would like to do that. And I love acting. I really do. It's one of those rare things, like I was saying about Pink Floyd's music, that you get to do and you just you just forget about yourself. You just kind of forget about your life and just become somebody else. So I really do like it, and I like to write and direct some stuff. If possible, one day.
Okay. Oh, it sounds like a plan to me.
And was that your song that y'all played?
The first song?
It was kind of going in and out.
I could hear it a little bit. It sounds groovy, though. It reminded me of Erykah Badu.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was kind of in and out on my end as far as the sound. I don't know what was going on with that, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, but it's good talking to you, and I'm glad that you came over to hang out with Hey Rue tonight on Explicit Content, and I just want to say on behalf of Sweetie Bird Central, welcome, and we hope that this will not be the last time that you come and hang out with us.
Thank you. I hope not, too.
Okay.
Cool beans. I'm out. I'll hook up with you, and I'll get more information about her too, because I'm working on a project like female mixtapes. It may be called I just call it Fancy Siva 6 tape. So I want to just start it and kind of like grow it big where people, women, guys too, who have independent music can just send it in, and then we kind of like do these mixtapes and stuff.
Okay, man, you can hit her up, man. You can catch her at Reverb, man, at Tweetbird, man, 334. Everything for her is Tweetbird 334, and that's Bird with a Y.
Okay, cool.
You know what I'm saying? She's on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Tweetbird 334. You didn't mention, you talked about businesses and a lot of things. You failed to mention Lady Capital Entertainment. What's that about?
Yeah. Lady Capital Entertainment, well, I got the idea to start my own company. Like I said, I was just so, oh my goodness, overwhelmed with information, like when I left New York and I came back home for a while. And, yeah, I just started Lady Capital Entertainment because I was thinking about all the things that I know an artist needed, and I wanted to eventually one day be able to kind of be like a one-stop shop for artists and entertainment. So thus far, I've kind of put out some mixtapes. I've done some fashion shows. It wasn't actually my designs, but I would kind of promote other upcoming artists and designers and stuff. And we've done some, like, mentoring and tutoring and classes for young girls and stuff like that. So that's mostly what Lady Capital Entertainment is. And, you know, just in the early stages of building a brand now, but I just hope to take it further with arts and entertainment and empowerment.
That's what's up, man. We like that. So we got to get into some of your music over here. Before we do that, though, let me check one more time. We got 9876.
Okay.
Are you on the line? Okay, maybe not. 4714. Are you on the line? Try to pull them back to the studio. Okay, I guess they clicked off the board or fell off. Sometimes that happens. But we got two songs here, George. What's a Girl and Another Day? Which one of those
okay.
you want to get in?
It doesn't matter. I know you like Another Day, so you can play that.
Yeah, I like that.
I remember you said that.
Another
okay.
Day, man, you know what I'm saying, by Christy Love, and we'll come on back.
Okay.
All right.
Mama cries out, please don't take my baby away. It was about 4 p.m. on a summer day, everybody's out. Lock flutter with them fiends, hands out, cash out, holding. Couple 20, take your pick. Wrist rolling from the watch to the fingertips. Dope fiend, heat fiend. All tight, but couldn't foresee that his life might be lost. He's all the life. So he's hanging on the block and he's slinging his rocks up, rolls the cops. The old boy talks. They grab their glocks, shot fire. This her inch flares back at them boys, but see, it don't matter where you aim. Bullets ain't got no name. That's how little shorty caught two in his brain. 6 years old, coming from the ice cream truck. Now I gotta tell his mama what? And all I'm hearing is,
content, and that was Another Day by Christy Love. You know what I'm saying? I like that track.
Thank you.
Yeah. So tell us what the concept was behind the song.
Well, it was kind of the like hook was kind of on the beat, so it just reminded me of kind of killing and, you know, like youth violence. And even when I hear it now, because I did it a little while ago, I remember someone who I thought of when I thought about the song. When I was in, I think, junior high school, I remember this young boy. He was a handsome guy, I remember. And he got killed. He got shot, like, in Southeast D.C. And it was, like, over, like, a nickel bag of weed. That's what I remember. And it was like him and another guy was playing or something. It was like something really stupid. So that just crossed my mind when I kind of heard the beat. So I just kind of thought about like the hook with the woman, you know, crying about, I don't want to live another day. It really made me think about mothers when they lose their children. And then, made me think about women crying when they've lost their sons or something.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's crazy because it's like that's a sad thing, man. And, you know, we're dealing with that every day in our society. But
yeah.
I wanted to ask you something. How did you feel about features? You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people do features, man, and it's like they shoot for, like, the big features. You know, they put money out, man, for features. So, like big cats try to, like, get a push for a song. You know what I'm saying? How do you feel about that?
Well, you know how you say to each his own grind or hustle or whatever. But I don't really believe in that. Like, if you have that money to just sit around and blow, that's a whole different thing. But I don't, you know, so I believe that things happen in time, you know, like me being on the Jay-Z song. It was so just like, it just happened. Like, we was in the studio and we asked him to listen to our stuff, and he listened, and he's like, come listen to this. And I probably was like goofing off talking with my DC accent, and he turned around and was like, say it's Hobie Baby. And I said, it's Hobie Baby. And he's like, go say it on the hook. You know, then like the Snoop Dogg song, I knew Just Blaze from working, so he called me, put me on the song. Like, when you work hard, I feel like doors are going to open. It's going to happen naturally. I respect that more. That's kind of, I like songs that mean something, that came from somewhere naturally, because then I feel like the listeners are inspired. Like, to this day, when you hear Biggie in the club, people think about a time, so they groove into that. It's not just like, oh, I'm going to pay you to get on this so I can blow, because I know a lot of cats, like, especially out here, like, D.C., like, different places where there's a lot of talent, but people haven't really blown up. That's what they be doing. Like, they be paying mad money that I know they ain't got to get this person to host that mixtape or get this person featured. And they have the song, but it don't make no top chart. It's not in rotation. So I think that sometimes that money can be spent in other ways, you know. You can't really, I don't know, I know you got to kind of pay to play in the some ways, but I don't know. I wouldn't do it, so.
Yeah, I'm against it myself for this specific reason. It's like, what good does it do, man, if I get Jay-Z, Kanye West, if I get Kendrick Lamar, whoever, if I get them to feature on a song with me, and then the song blow up, and I'm doing a show, and they not there.
Exactly. Perfect.
So that's what people came to see. You know, so they came to hear that song. And if I'm singing that song, and I got Johnny from the block singing they part and shit, it's like, I'm doing a disservice to my fans. You know what I'm saying? I got somebody up there lip syncing to this dude's part. So that's why I look at it like, man, it does really no good to do features like that with people that's not of like mind, you know what I'm saying, and people that don't stand in the same dirt that you stand in. So if I do a feature with somebody from D.C., but they a regular cat like me, or a cat from New York, or somebody from Florida, or whatever, they regular cats like me, and when I tell them, hey, man, I got a show, they loving the song, you know what I'm saying, come out here, man, we can do the song together. I don't mind paying for that dude to come out, because he just want to come out, man, and sleep on my couch, you know what I'm saying, and do the show with. I ain't got no hotel room and limo service for nobody. I've already paid you all this money for this song. You know what I'm saying? So that's the perspective that I have of doing features with people. You know what I'm saying?
That is so true. And then it's two points that you made. Like, one was, I think a lot of people who don't really know about the business, they just think it is what they see. They don't understand how much your career and you eat off of shows. And that's what I learned, like, because, like, my second manager, who was really just like an uncle to me at the time I lived in New York, he was Mrs. Bleak's manager. So that's how I got to go on tours. And, like, I got to see how much money you making from these shows. Like, once you got some hits and people know you and you got a name, it doesn't even matter if people, like, you ain't got no song out on the radio right now. You can still go to places and eat and get this show money. So people aren't looking at it like, is this artist going to come to the show with me so we can make money? And then there's something else you just said. It wasn't the show. I can't remember, but, yeah, you know, I don't think they looked that far to think about. And then a lot of places that people are kind of just look at you like you said, like mine. It's not genuine, you know. They just look at it like, hey, I know this person, I'm gonna get you this money. It's a hustle, you know what I mean? So I wouldn't be paying nobody no money that I need for my rent, and they treating me like a quick dumb country, you know. Like, that's how people look at you, like, we can go here and just eat off these people and that's that. No.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
you say, you get with somebody else, you can grind together. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's the same thing I'm saying. It's like, what I think what's lacking is a business sense. in the industry, because a lot of people fail to understand the importance of shows, the importance of building a fan base, like a homegrown fan base, you know what I'm saying, and how simple it is to do, you know what I'm saying? I mean, people think it's complicated because they deal with shady people. You know what I'm saying? You got the same dude, man, been hustling and vampiring and leeching off of everybody in the community, and he that one promoter. You know what I'm saying? He don't own all the venues that people do places at. You can go straight to that dude. You know what I'm saying? And if you're doing an 8 to 21 or older little event, you get that dude the bar. You know what I'm saying? And you get everything else. He's going to get most of the money, but he's going to let you use his room. Because he's going to make his money off of the bar, off the drinks. He's going to get his money, so he's not going to try to overcharge you, you know what I'm saying, for using his venue. So it's like it's not a complicated thing to do, man. It's like people feeding off of you because you lack this little small little skill or this little bit of information about how to do this thing, you know what I'm saying, that they do. It's like a person standing in a road, and it's like people paying them to say, do I go right or left to get to the water? You know what I'm saying? I want to go drink water. Where do I go? This dude's standing right here at this little crossroad going like, man, you want to go get some water, man? Well, you know, give me 50 cents and I'll tell you which way to go. People pay him 50 cents and he point up this way and he go get some water. So, you know what I mean? It's like it's about education. And the saddest part about it is people Google everything. People Google porn. People Google,
it's no excuse.
You know, pictures. They
no
Google everything.
Ignorance is no excuse. Yes.
Yeah. So the knowledge is there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't get me wrong. A lot of people don't have access to a lot of that stuff.
I know what you mean.
But at the same time, man, it's like it's really a time for a change. But we have to work. And like over here on our show, man, we try to connect people up together, man. You know what I'm saying? If you come on the show, somebody's listening in and they work and they want to work with you, you know what I'm saying? We encourage people to work together. You know what I'm saying? Because we try to network over here. You know what I mean? It's like, man, y'all feature on the show. You know, we going to be working on our mixtape soon. You know what I'm saying? So it's like everybody, man, is trying to grind. It's enough room for everybody.
It sure is. And it's like you just said, and then I could hear, like, before you brought me in, just the things you were talking about, you know, and that's what I really like, too. You got to kind of, you know, we have to mix the music in, especially hip-hop, with what's going on around us, because that's why it started, to be an outlet for our voice. And how you were saying, like, it's really that education. Just, when you ain't got that knowledge, like, that's the state that a lot of us are in today, you know. And, like, when the sister asked me about what would I do to give back, like, if we could just, we're just able to educate these youth, like, it's over after that. Like, they gonna know which way to go. So, you know, some things keep us so so much in bondage just from a lack of information. And just like you said, like, sometimes, man, it ain't nothing I won't find out. Like, even when I started to do my Lady Capital stuff, you know, how to do a contract, let me Google it, you know, let me, how do I do this press release, let me Google five and copy the format of the top two. You know, like, you can do anything you put your mind to, but if your mind is so sidetracked and so polluted that you can't, you know, you're going to be at the bad end of the stick. So that's definitely very important. You know, you got that knowledge. It's nothing that you can't do. It's nowhere that you can't go. So,
that's what's up, man. So we got this What's a Girl? You know what I'm saying? We're going to jump into that, man. You can tell us what the concept was, that, man, and what that's about.
Can you say that again?
I said, What's a Girl? You know, what was the concept or thought behind that song?
Which one are you playing? Are you playing the one with someone singing on the hook, or am I just on the hook?
That's the one you sent me, What's a Girl?
Yeah, I have two. Okay, I'm not sure which one it is, but one of them is somebody singing the hook with me, and then just one, it's me. But this song right here, it's
we'll talk about it when we come back then. You can tell us like that.
I hear it, huh?
All right, you know what I'm saying. Let's get into this What's a Girl, man, and we'll come back, man, with
I'll explain it when we get done.
All right.
Like September, flow unforgettable. Remember, East West Coast beef, rest in peace. Pop, B-I-G, left eye, Aliyah. 16. Move swift, walk mean, come clean with it. You talk, I get it, got it, good, so it's understood. Some of the dope is what I gotta do to show this hunger in my blood, huh? Say I thug, tell you how it was. From D.C. name, Christy Love, not a K with a C. Me, at age, stage of maturity. Outgrow foes, show pitching me in a category with what shit don't spit about clothes and tricks, the one-sided script. I flip that, kick this, fall back, all that then some, get up in your eardrum. What I gotta do to show I came when I come, flame every MC on the stage with one mic, get mad, wanna fight, I don't wanna take another man's life, I just wanna kick some shit to heal me. If you ever feel pain, you feel me, that's real. What is a girl supposed to do to get mine and come up on time, bro? What is a girl supposed to do to show I grind just as hard as you do? What is a girl supposed to do to get a fair shot, let me through with you? What is a girl supposed to do to get that money, try and make some moves? What a girl gotta do to prove me? Take you through the scenes of my life, sum it up on the mic. Might say I sound like similar, yo, I simmer her. What I gotta do to bring order to this game? Say the things you really wanna say, but can't explain. Touch your heart after I exit your brain from your ears. How you see my pain, what I gotta cry tears, face fears. Everything to gain, nothing to lose. For years, I've been struggling, hustling, a little smuggling, cuffing, puffing, doing what I do to survive. Wondering when I'm gonna get a chance to shine. Got $1 million voice, need $1 million rhyme. Got many million more thoughts running through my mind. On that money, see me, honey, you can see I'm on a grind. Time of the essence, got me stressing, rewind. Can't do that, what I gotta do to get some playback. Ride, if you ready to roll with the squad, get low. Let me see your head nod. You know, she's so old gangsta, doing it for my defense and my defense. You're gon' bounce when you hit it. Roll up, yo, you look up with the hottest chick. Hold up, what you gotta do is come correct. When I step through, then gon' show respect. And that's what is a girl supposed to do to get mine and come up on time, bro? What is a girl supposed to do to show I grind just as hard as you do? What is a girl supposed to do to get a fair shot, let me through with you? What is a girl supposed to do to get that money, try and make some moves?
Yeah, and we are back with Tweety Bird Central's explicit content. I am your host, God Heyru, and our guest is Christy Love, DC Zone. And if you're listening in, man, and you want to call and ask some questions, you know, ladies, gentlemen, niggas, bitches, whatever
Ollie.
You want to call you know what I'm saying, call in, man. It's 646-200-3860. Press that 1 and come on into the studio, man, ask some questions. All right, so we know what song that was now. So you can tell us.
Yes, because I redid the song, and I have a young lady named Marquita Sharon. She was actually singing the hook. That girl can sing. Yeah, so this was the first version I did. And the beat was done by Jay Dilla. Rest in peace. I love his beat. And, yeah, now this song, this is my theme song. I'm actually turning this, like, into a whole project, What's the Girl to Do, just a women's girls movement to kind of give some advice and leeway on whatever it is you're trying to do to move forward in success, just teaching you how to do it. Because, like, if you're a female, especially coming up in hip-hop, a woman, a young lady, you know, you have standards, you have morals, like, you real about what you're doing, you will feel like this song, what am I to do? Like, because sometimes it's, you just get frustrated. It's like you just can't win. Like, not to be negative because I'm far from that, but, like, that's how you feel sometimes. Like, when is it my time? When is it my turn? What, I'm doing the best I can. Like, what do I have to do, especially kind of like we were just talking about, it's hard to find like minds out here. Like, everybody, sometimes it seems like everyone is so busy on what they're on. They don't want to really unite and help the whole, or, you know, they don't have the far vision to see how unity, or just, you know, being proficient and sturdy in what you're supposed to be doing, how it can reward you. And it just, sometimes you just be like, what is a girl to do? So that's what that song right there was about.
Yeah, that's not something that's exclusively to females, because, I mean, I'll be sometimes like a man. But at the same time, man, you know, it's the concept, man, is it's a struggle amongst our people, amongst, you know, not just black people, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, the problem affects us more, but it's a problem among people, man, and probably
people striving.
It's easier to be a chief of a tribe of one or two than it is to be, you know what I'm saying, a council member in a great nation. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like we two blocks away, and we each, you know, I say this on the show all the time, so it's kind of like the people that listen, it's almost like a stick now. You know what I'm saying? But I believe, man, that it's crazy how you can have a small town with maybe 1,500 people, and you got five record labels in a small area. You know what I'm saying? And each radio, each label maybe have the CEO, and he is the only artist. Or the CEO, and he got one artist, and the CEO don't rap. He just the dude that got the application on his computer, so he recorded his house. So he the producer and the record label owner, and everything come through him. You know what I'm saying? Every mixtape or CD put out got his information on there. The artist name ain't on nothing. You know what I'm saying? We got like 2014 Suge Knight jumping off with one dude. you got some dudes that they give themselves a name for their label, and they sit in their truck, man, and they play their songs, man, and they, you know, they mess with the 16, 17-year-old girls in their neighborhood, and that's what they've been doing for the last 16, 17 years. You know what I'm saying? So without being conscious of it, they, you know, doing the same stuff with possible daughters that they was doing with the daughter's mothers. But that's the mindset, so it's crazy. You know what I'm
that
saying?
Is so true. Yes.
It's, you know, it is what it is, man. It's like a crazy thing, man. You know.
You just
reminded,
it was something I had just read. Like, I'm always kind of saving these quotes, and it says, you can give a person knowledge, but you can't make them think. Some people want to remain fools only because the truth requires change. And that reminds me of what you just said. You know, it's not that some people don't know the way. They don't want to know the way. And that's one thing I really had to learn and grasp, because kind of being like a positive, you know, just like upbeat person, like I've learned that one part of positivity intelligently is also just facing the truth, and also, you know, being able to see the negative factors of things that can get in your way, you know. So I think that's what it is sometimes. Some people, they stuck in their ways, you know. They just are how they are. Some people, like you said, just having this certain kind of hold or power over others is enough for them, you know. And I, you know, that's where a lot of my frustration came from that song, you know. Just tired of waiting, and, you know, sometimes it's like somebody, you know, can be in arm's reach of something that can change your life. But if their mindset isn't, you know, and on a certain level, they won't help you, you know. So, yeah, that's why I started Lady Capital Entertainment, because, like, I can't wait for a platform. I have to create a platform. Like you said, I'll go out to these clubs. I'll get with the hottest promoters. I'll do whatever I have to do to create a platform for myself, and not just for myself. Like, I feel as though I'm not even where I'm supposed to be, but I'm always like, and that's how we have to be. Who else is an artist? Who else can rhyme? Who else can do this? Come on the show, you know, so. That's,
I mean,
how
if you look at it from the right perspective, though, man, if you lift enough people up, then y'all all facing in different directions. One of them directions going to be the right direction, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If y'all all back, you know what I'm saying? It's like, a person going to come back like the dove and say, I found land. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's kind of like that. But You know, I heard a little something, man, about you, so I'm going to put you on the spot like I'm known to do people on this show. I heard that you kind of freestyled a little bit. I heard you freestyle a little bit, man. So
I haven't in a long time. Please don't tell me a freestyle.
Yeah,
right
now. I'm just saying. You know, you got to give me a little bit of something, man.
On the second time when I called, I was not freestyling. You know what? When I started freestyling, I kid you not. Like, I was like 14, and the first one I went to, I won. Like, I was like, oh, my God.
And that means you are natural, though, because that's what I heard. I heard you freestyle a little bit. So why don't you give us a little something, you know what I'm saying, before we get ready to get up out of here.
Oh, my goodness. I'll say something. I don't know if it's going to be a freestyle. Well, it's free, and it's my style. Okay. What's that in the background? Is that the music?
Yeah, that's my little background music, man. You know, we try to be professional over here, man. Have like that little cool laid back down, you know. But you need a little beat or something?
Oh, you know, I thought that beat was for me. I don't need a beat.
No, that's just my little background music. You know what I'm saying? Go and do what you do.
Okay, let me see.
All eyes on me, yeah. Little life of a boss chick. See me in the club with my dudes all fam, rocking with the hottest in the city. Yes, I am just beginning. Take over. Call me the stylist, the rap, giving this game a makeover. And I'ma be so fly, I'ma be so high. I already am though. The flow is just so my. Get on your grown up, going crazy, trying to play me like I'm just some. You know I am that.
Okay.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate that, man. So why don't you tell the people, man, what you got coming up next, man, where they can find you at, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
You know, where they can connect with you at online, all that good stuff.
Okay. So, well, actually, I have a lot of things coming up for my lovely people. We're working on some fixed tapes. So if you have music, you're an artist, any type of musician, any genre, it doesn't matter. You can follow me on Twitter and you can, you know, hit me up. Let me know what's up. Send me your information. My Twitter is Christy Love Hip Hop. That's CRYSTYLUV Hip Hop. My email is ChristyLove@gmail.com. CRYSTYLUV@gmail.com. And like I said, I'm just putting music out there. Just I want to get myself exposed along with some of the hottest people coming up. So send me beats, send me your music, whatever. If you have faith in yourself, send it on. And you can also follow me on Instagram. I keep, like, everything posted on there, from the fashion stuff to the music stuff to the community stuff, all on my Instagram. And that's Christy Love Hip Hop Royalty. Christy, CRYSTYLUV. And you can also hit up my man if you, and stay tuned for more Lady Capital Entertainment, more Creative Artists Collaborative, the Music Therapy Fix Tapes, and make sure you keep God first in your life and keep believing regardless of what's going on. If you're an artist, it's just more fuel for your fire, and just use it as inspiration.
That's what's up. I'm going to hit you with this Fast Six before we go, man, slide to this music. And I'm going to come back, man, and finish up with my final little rambling, man, before we slide up out of here.
Okay, cool. And thank you all so much. This was so fun.
Man. We gonna tell your friends, man. Let them know we over here, man. You know what I'm saying? Tell your peoples that we here. Okay, finish
sure
these
will.
Sentences from you, these little statements real quick. Hip-hop is.
Oh, that's for me?
Yeah, hip-hop is.
Oh, okay, do it again.
Okay, just finish these little statements. Just, you know, add on to it. I got six real quick.
Got you.
Hip-hop is.
Life.
Music is.
Me.
Fame is.
Optional.
Love is.
Supreme.
Christy Love is.
Number one.
At the end of the day,
God is good.
Tesla. So, man, thank you for coming, man. We appreciate having you over here, man. It was a blessing. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you come back, man. You got some new music, man. Submit it to us, man, and we'll get it on the air.
I sure will. I can't wait.
Man. You know what I'm saying? Get ready to drop your next project, man. Come on back through here with us, man. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. That was Christy Love, man. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to get into some music, man, and come on back. You know, I'm going to kick a little something to y'all, man. You know, stay on the line, man. Enjoy the rest of the show. You know.
Wide open, make sure these do a split. It ain't never been a game. Make that ass. like a fucking X-Game. Rolling on the X-Name. Wanna know my sex game. Okay, sexy, let's play. Whole lot of pleasure, whole lot of pain. Good pleasure when I fuck you, feel pain when I leave her way. My first CD in the deck, then I press play. She gave me sloppy choppy, what more can I say? The day turned to night, and night turned to day. I'm glad I'm not you, cause you's a motherfucking lame.
I love the way she doing all that freaky stripe shit. I tell her bring her red deer and twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick. Tell her bring her red deer and twerk team on my dick. I love the way she doing all that freaky stripe shit. I tell her bring her red deer and twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick. Tell her bring her red deer and twerk team on my dick. Yeah. If you a sexy ass chick, girl, twerk that ass. Hood chick, model chick, girl, twerk that ass. Slim chick, thick chick, girl, twerk that ass. Whether you single or got a man, girl, twerk that ass. If you give dangerous a pussy, I'ma work that ass. R.I.P. in the bed like I murk that ass. Hit every spot that you got, cause I learned that ass. She gets straight A's in every damn college class. A sophisticated woman with all that ass. Her last man left her, he couldn't handle that ass. I'ma smack it, flip it, be rubbing down that ass. I be a goddamn fool to let this one pass. Get shorty on my team and I gotta do this shit fast. Cause a thirsty nigga sell his soul for a piece of that ass. Her mama, auntie, sisters, cousins, and they all got ass. Sitting on the priceless pussy in her head, world class.
I love the way she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her bring her red deer and twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick. Tell her bring her red deer and twerk team on my dick. I love the way she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her bring her red deer and twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick. Tell her bring her red deer and twerk team on my dick. Yeah.
Hopefully tested. Cutting you off if you don't encourage your best. Now what I live for, I die for. That's my love. And what I live for, I ride for. That's the thug. What I live for, I die for. That's my love. And what I live for, I ride for. That's the thug. Cold North, baby. We on the come up. On the come up. On the come up. On the come up. Cold North, baby. We on the come up. On the come up. On the come up, on the come up.
If you can't find something to live for, then find a reason worth dying. When my heart beats and scream, cold north. Oh, you're a tough guy behind the keyboard. You just out of space, think you're letting me more. But where the eyes are marched, I mean the eyes are marked. They wouldn't play it straight from starch. How can we iron out our differences? The highest out, myth of vicious. Brother, see tired marks, see him squilling. I'm tired of the marks running through them people squilling. Is this lack of conscience or lack of substance that turns him to abuse the ones who trust him? Like Gator doing his dance for a little change. That constant jungle got that fever that will bring you pain. Bring you pain.
Now what I live for, I die for. That's my love. And what I live for, I ride for. That's the thug. What I live for, I die for. That's my love. And what I live for, I ride for. That's the thug. Cold North, baby. We on the come up. On the come up. On the come up. On the come up. Cold North, baby. We on the come up. On the come up. On the come up. On the come up.
All right, and we are back counting it down on this episode of Explicit Content with me, your guy, your host, the God Aru. And yeah, it's been a long day. Now, this little segment here, I'm going to take it and dedicate it to somebody that I've warned several times over on Facebook and a couple of other places. I'm not going to say your name at this present time, but I'm going to give you a warning. I'm not with the BS or the shenanigans. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to pay $100 to make $600. I'm not going to recruit three people so that each of those three people can recruit three people so that I can get some discounts on some stuff. And I can find myself on Google. The product that you offer to allow me to sell, they offer to allow you to sell that same product on Google. The discounts that you say that you provide for me, those same discounts are provided on Google. All you have to do is click a button and find it. Vacation discounts that you offer me, those same vacation discounts are located on Google. And at the end of the day, anytime a business tells a person that they can make more money from getting other people to join the business than you can make from actually selling the product, and we're not going to call that a business. We're going to call it what it is. If you got one person on the top, you got three pieces under them, and each of those three people got three people under them, and each of those three people under them got three people under them, it don't take a fool to recognize a pyramid when you see one. So stay out of my inbox. Stay off my timeline. Stop posting on my page your pyramid schemes. And to all of my friends and the fans that's listening, understand that any time a company tells you that you can make more money from recruiting other people, and not just recruiting those people, but enslaving those people, and then paying $100 to get discounts that at the end of the day won't even add up to $100. It's a scheme, man. If it sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true. So I'm going to hit y'all with that, man, you know what I'm saying, and say the next time I will be mentioned in this company if y'all don't leave me alone with this madness and this BS, you know what I'm saying. So, Tweety Bird Central, this has been another episode of Explicit Content with your host, the God, Heyru. Support the team, man. You can tune in Mondays, 8 to 10 Eastern Time for myself and Tweety Bird 334 for Manic Mondays. Make sure that you tune in and join us, man. We have music, interviews, walkthroughs, and more. You can follow Tweety Bird 334. That's Bird with a Y on Twitter. Reverb Nation, everything, Tweety Bird 334. You know what I'm saying? Just Google it. You can catch me Twitter at Heru Kuti Reborn. That's HERUKHUTIREBORN. And you can catch me here every Thursday, 8 to 10 Eastern Time, on Explicit Content. Fridays, we are here at 12 noon Eastern Time on Grown Folks Business. That's myself, Tweety Bird 334, and Country Boy D. Ham. You can follow him on Twitter at Country Boy D. Ham. That's KUNTRYBOYY_DHAM. Support the team, man. This is Tweety Bird Central, man. It's the God Hey Rule and Explicit Content. We're going to play a couple of songs and we're going to get up out of here, man. And speaking of Tweety Bird Central's first lady, and sounding like Erykah Badu, man, we're going to get into this Erykah Badu homage, Tyrone, and whatever is ever after that, man. And I'm out. Have a blessed day, man. It's been a pleasure, man. Salute. Shout out to everybody that tuned in and called in. To my callers, man, I apologize, man. I'm going to be better next time and catch y'all, man. You know what I'm saying. But, you know, be patient with us, man. We growing. We're going to be better. We getting better every week, man. You know, fuck with us now, man. You know. They say for whatever reason, man, when something gets higher, the space on it gets smaller. Look at the mountain. Hop on board, man. And it's me, man. We out. Salute.
All right, y'all, now, we're going to take this back. Take it back for you one time. I'm going to see if you remember this test. You're a nonsense, heartbreak. You're a lie and you're cheap. And I don't know why I let you do this thing to me. My friend keeps telling me
Lawrence, Double M, Slip and Slide collabo. Let's get it.
What he talking about? Know I've been a roamer, but let me call you out. Where you put your crown? You got a little style. Let me put it down until you walking on the cloud. Look, the time's now. I'm intrigued. Whenever I browse, I'll be sure you get things. Yeah, see what I did there? Slip and slide on the body until you get there.
Can't lie when I watch my baby. Her lip gloss pot just came from the spa. Hair done too, but girl, that was 4 shots ago. Now you can't believe that you did it to me. Oh, but you were the same that last night. Girl, I swear to God, people pay for a smile like yours, like yours. And I'm loving it, yeah. And I'm loving it, I'm loving it. Girl, I swear to God, they'll pay for an ass like yours, like yours. If it wasn't there, yeah, yeah. And now I'm rubbing it, I'm rubbing it. Oh, oh. You wanna know if we can make this confidential between me and you?
We already did it.
Between me and you.
Remember
when I said I'm trying to find something to get into? I was talking about you. I was talking about you. Yeah, 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 yeah. I can't lie when I watch my baby. Her lip gloss box just came from the spa. Hair done too, but girl,
much more time to go. Now you can't believe that you did it with me. Oh, but you are the same as last night.
Stay real with it, what they talking about? Ain't no rapper that's alive, call for Lauren out. Now can you deal with it? I probably run you out. Cause I never tell a woman when my body count. Let me tell you about last night. I don't remember much of last night. How can I say it, keeping it polite? You left once, but she came twice. Look at it right.
I can't lie, when I watch my baby. And if the just came from the spot, hair done too. But girl, that was for time to go. Now you can't believe that you did it with me. Oh, you were the same that last night. I swear to God and I promise I won't tell nobody. Your privacy is safe with
it.
Me.
I'm loving it.
Girl, I swear to God, I wanna get plenty time to test you.
Yeah.
I can't lie, when I watch my baby, and if the spot just came from the start.